Murphy along with me. Simple as can be.
Next time we meet in blue, just let a smile begin. Happy things will come to you.
So smirk yourself a grin.
Ooh, I hate my smirk. I'll get you. I'll get all of you if it's the last thing I ever do.
To listen to me whine about nothing and everything all at once. I'm one of those melodramatic fools, neurotic to the bone, no doubt about it. Sometimes I give myself the creeps. Sometimes my mind plays tricks on me. It all keeps setting up. I think I'm cracking up. Or am I just paranoid? Am I just stoned? I went to a shrink to analyze my dreams. She said it's lack of sex that's bringing me down. I went to a whore. Cause it's bring her down. Sometimes I give myself the creeps. Sometimes my mind plays tricks on me. It all keeps adding up. I think I'm cracking up. Or am I just paranoid? Yo, yo, yo.
That's a little off the beat. They were kind of on the beat, though. It was pretty good. And this is the Jake and Skullhead Show. I'm Mr. Skullhead. Jake's in the house.
Jake is in the house. Wow, that sounds terrible. Is something wrong?
No. Does it sound
weird? I got a horrible staticky echo of myself, and I was afraid that everyone else could hear it, too. But no, it sounds good now. So, yeah. How you been?
Once more into the breaches. You know, we got some pumpkins and haven't carved them yet, and have shit piling up to do, and yeah, Thanksgiving really can't come soon enough.
Why is that?
Just slight respite from being super busy.
See, Thanksgiving to me always signals the start of spending the rest of the year doing a bunch of shit I don't want to do.
But, that's right, because you're Senor Anti-Christmas.
No, I'm not anti-Christmas. I'm just... I'm anti, like, dressing up to go to dinner with people you don't like. And that's what Christmas consisted of for the last few years. Maybe this year will be a welcome respite. Maybe I can select the people that I hang out with rather than having them selected for me.
So that's why you never dress up when we go out to dinner? Because you don't like dressing up and going out to dinner with people you don't like?
Yeah. Wait, I get it now. That was funny. Because the implication was that I don't like you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It would have been funnier if it weren't true.
I know. That's what I was thinking. It really is not so much funny as just kind of depressing.
So, yeah, how's your weekend?
It's been good. I took it kind of easy. We, I met Thorin Adra's new child.
Ah, yes. How's she doing?
Little kids are fucked up looking. Like, you got this weird, like, penis sticking out of her stomach that I guess they say will turn black and fall off, but for now it's just really gross.
Right.
That's
just the remnant of the...
Yes, I know, sir.
...umbilical cord, surely.
I believe me.
I mean, I'm sure their kid isn't deformed or hermaphrodite.
No. The kid is a kid. I mean, it's the kind of kid that you say, hey, that kid's cute, because, I mean, I guess compared to kids, it's cute.
Like, compared to swimsuit models?
Well, I mean, just, I don't know. I mean, there is a certain measure of deformity just implicit in being a newborn.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, I don't mean to be insensitive or imply that there's something wrong with the kid, because there's not. It's just that, you know, it's kids. Like, I honestly don't, you know, up until, like, age two, they're really just sort of sessile shitting machines. So, maybe that'll change once I have kids.
Yeah, I saw the sessile shitting
machines. The sessile shitting machines.
Blockbuster Desert Sky Pavilion. It was fantastic.
Speaking of something that you wouldn't want to see live, we got this mail donation today from a guy who initially, like, there was a sticker on the envelope that made it seem as though it was from some prison inmate, which was kind of funny. Right. And then inside was a card and, you know, some money, and then this CD entitled Walmart Rocks by Guido and the Walmart Band.
Uh-huh.
And apparently it's some stuff they play for people who work at Walmart, and it's just this ridiculous music talking about how great Walmart is and how great it is to be a part of the team at Walmart, and it's really horrifying.
Wow. By Guido and the...
Guido and the Walmart Band. All songs written by Joe Guido Welch. Copyright 1998, Guido Tunes Incorporated.
That's Welch and not Walsh, right?
Yeah.
Because that would be Welch. A sign of the goddamn apocalypse.
Who is Joe Walsh?
One of the guitarists for the Eagles.
Wait, is he the one who did that? I go to parties sometimes until four. Boom, 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 boom. Song?
No, that was like, Rolf the dog, apparently.
I don't. You're the one who does the Rolf the dog impression. No, seriously, was Joe Walsh the guy who did that song?
I don't know, but
the life's been good to me so far. Life's been good to me so far, says Google. By
Mike
Grock. Joe Walsh. Yes.
Okay. I remember you sang that for a couple of months straight.
I what?
No, that wasn't you. Somebody I knew sang that for, I don't know, a year straight and only knew the first verse.
Huh. Because, I mean, I don't know that I've ever known more than just a handful of lines from it.
Right.
My Maserati does 185. I lost my license and now I don't drive. We saw a Maserati at the mall the other day and it had this hot goth girl in it.
Hmm.
Who had these weird tattoos on her legs.
Could you talk to her or just stare and stammer?
I didn't try.
Yeah, that's probably for the best.
Yeah. Trying to think. We got Zelenia a filing cabinet.
Ah, awesome.
Yeah, so now she can file things.
That girl
such
loves
as
her filing.
The bars of her prison cell that we keep her in, force her to work. Anything new with you? I hear you're working on some Halloween costumes.
Yeah, I've been instructed to say very little about it, just in case they spontaneously combust.
I see.
Fail to come together. From the looks of it, Jezzerfly's costume is pretty much a done deal.
Excellent.
And
you guys are going to be down here, right?
Yep.
All right. That's next weekend, huh?
It sure is. Halloween's next Monday. But I'm
going to
figure Halloween songs this weekend anyway.
I should figure out a costume.
Yeah. I mean, you know that you're going to do that on Thursday or Friday.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true. That's what always happens. And sometimes they win and sometimes they lose. But, you know, it's always the case that I gave it my best half-assed last-minute shot.
Yes.
And that's really all you can do.
You only get one lame-ass half last-minute shot. Do not miss your chance to blow. Okay. Wow, here's a minority opinion. Jumping into the questions. The Telf says, or maybe the T-Elf, says, "Hey, JNS, just listened to the Player Name Censorship Debate Show. It was one of the best shows I've heard in a long time. Can we have more masterful debate? Say on other issues of the day, like religion or American foreign policy. Speaking of which, how do you feel about being an American? What other nationality would you like to be?"
I have a dual citizenship, actually, with the United States and Florida. Did you ever see that Saturday Night Live skit with Christopher Walken where the census taker comes to his apartment?
No.
We got to show it to you. I bought the best Christopher Walken DVD, which is kind of irritating that I paid. Well, I mean, I guess it was $7 for the DVD, which rolled in at right about 75 cents a skit.
Yeah.
But the one that I wanted was on there, and I probably would have paid $7 for just that one. But. Oh, Agent Lex was talking the other day about how it looked like the martini glass was added in to the Sword and Martini guy after the fact. And he writes in today, "The martini glass is so added in afterwards. The lines are thinner and they're like perfectly straight and stuff." So yeah, and I looked at it. I was looking through my little booklet of original artwork, and he's totally right. Like, the Sword and Martini guy was photoshopped. I never actually drew it.
Huh.
I drew the guy with the sword, but I can't find the martini glass. I have no idea. That's weird. I just didn't remember that at all.
Wow, that just really messes with my mind.
Yeah, I know. It's like the end of an era or an age. What other nationality would you like to be if you weren't an American?
I would probably want to be some island nation, you know, because then I could live on an island And by island nation, I don't mean like British or Irish. I mean more like Caribbean-ish.
Or Vietnamese.
Yeah. Vietnamese.
Or, yeah, like, you could be from one of those Florida Keys that's independent.
Which is underwater.
You could be from Sealand.
Yes, I'm a citizen of Oceania.
They have land there.
We are at war with Oceania. We have always been at war with Oceania.
We have. They're double plus on good. Flat Luigi says, "Could Tiny Plastics add 2 pounds if they match the familiar?" Originally, they were only going to add 1 pound if they matched the familiar, but then I decided that the Tiny Plastics were all done in one sort of marathon 2 a.m. to 7 a.m. coding session, and I decided at the end that I really didn't want to code a different type of enchantment for every familiar, so I didn't. And, you know, it worked out okay.
Yeah.
I mean, the idea there was also that the familiars that you would want that extra pound on would be, you know, their item would be rarer, which would have been nice, but it's, you know, not that big of a deal.
Yeah.
Let's
there are so many ways to make your familiars heavy.
There are. What's the highest you can get without the doppelshifter?
58.
Without the doppelshifter. 58 pounds, really?
53
with
all the skills, all the.
Oh yeah, I guess you can get multiple class skills now and stuff. Yeah, so that's damn. Damn, 58 pounds. Seriously, man, 58. How do you feel about that, Mr. Skullhead?
I think that's heavy.
That is heavy.
And my brother.
Pounds. Yeah. It's both heavy and your brother?
Uh-huh. Huh. Usually that doesn't happen.
Boy. Let's see. What else we got for questions?
Well, Arcone comments, which this would be kind of funny. Maybe you could put a time machine in the town for one day, and anyone who goes through plays the game like it was when it was more than just Cobb's Knob. Or probably...
When it was no more than just Cobb's Knob?
That would be funny for, like, April Fool's Day or something, to roll the game back to a month after launch date.
We had to restore from our most recent backup. Which was, I was thinking about that the other day. I just looked through the files, and I think the dates all got screwed up on the old files, so I'm going to have to figure out where all of the original stuff went.
Yeah.
But,
we're keeping that stuff, right? That's our history.
Yeah, I know. I'm sure it's archived somewhere. Everything is archived somewhere. Zumi says, can you improve the way accessories are equipped? I think it's kind of annoying right now because I always forget that I have to unequip an accessory first. We've talked about making it so when you equip one, it rotates the others out. So that just the three that you have on are, you know, the most recent three that you've clicked on. But...
Excuse me.
Something prevented me from... not dropping a sharp letter opener into my gut. It was, I think, the fact that I have not dishonored my family. But, we considered that. I don't know if it's something that is really that big of a deal. Let's see. Arcone says, I have a good, simple, familiar equipment solution. Make a separate screen in the terrarium like the Manage Names one. It's a drop-down menu for each familiar where you can choose any item it's allowed to equip. If you have two TAMs and two familiars try to equip one, make it so the script so neither gets it and it says you only have one TAM or something like that. Yeah, I just feel like there would be a way, a little sort of nicer way to not have to make a whole new screen for it.
I like the previously suggested idea of just having a little drop-down box next to the familiar name in the terrarium.
Yeah, although it'd get kind of long, is the thing.
Yeah, or it would have to be an extremely smart box that would display, like, the things that you have that can be equipped to multiple familiars, and then the familiar equipment only for each familiar.
Yeah, that wouldn't be a big deal, because that really needs to... The way that that's done right now is kind of shitty, so it'd be handy to have a sort of in the actual item data a list of which familiars can equip it or like all, because that would eliminate that. We screwed up, and I think for a while any familiar could equip like the sombrero.
Yeah.
Or the Mountie hat for the leaf, that kind of thing. So... that was a little exploitable. Ponjo says, Jake, after we beat the Naughty Sorceress in a hardcore run, why can't we use any skills from softcore runs before we fully ascend? Because we don't want it to... we don't want you to do a hardcore run and then get one of your softcore skills from before and make it permanent. The skill you get from the skill that you hardcoreize needs to be a skill from the class that you are. And if we gave back the softcore skills afterwards, then it would eliminate that. Like, you'd be able to just ascend really fast. Like, you'd save the skills from classes that are hard to ascend hardcore in softcore, and then you would ascend as a fast ascending class, pull that back, and then mark it hardcore, even though you didn't actually earn it on that run.
Yeah.
Which is why that happens. XYM says, as item descriptions go, the description of the big rock is particularly lame. It doesn't even have a follow-up.
Wow, it sure is.
Yeah, isn't it? This is a big rock.
Yep.
That's all.
Should I get on that?
Yeah, maybe so. Baree says, Jick, you're always talking about a post that explains your reasoning about why we cannot change our email addresses. What is the title of the post so I can read it? I don't remember. Let me look for it. You wanna do a question there, Mr. Skizzlehizzle, while I look it up?
Sure. Zaku says, since you have the capability to, shouldn't the Radio Bugbear have a custom account number and title? Probably. It would make it a lot easier to message him if he were number 14 or something.
That's true. What's a good number for Radio Bugbear type Bugbear?
15.
15?
Yeah.
Why 15?
I mean, think about it, man.
Oh, right. Wait, no. I still don't get it.
Neither do I.
Okay, so that's the name of the topic is email accounts. And if you want to just do, if you can load it by topic number, it's 42400. Yeah. That's the thread. Lunchbox Fantasy says, why cannot Multizar be buffed? The reason is apparently very amusing. Yeah, it is. But you don't get to know.
That's awesome. QOV, or Quav, says, Valhalla is discussing what $1 million would get you in KOL. Answers range from your own unique item to asymmetric publications. What do you say?
I wouldn't sell the company for $1 million because I like it too much.
Yeah, not at all.
I wouldn't. I don't know. Yeah, you can have a custom item for $1 million.
Yep.
I don't think that I'm. You know.
You know, I would say for $1 million we'd do a custom familiar.
Yeah.
With
sure.
Item and complete. Everything. Or even you know
the
familiar.
The little island, a little island where you get to design some content. The, of course, subject to rigorous editorial. You know, I think the problem with that is I was trying to figure out, how to add a bunch of extra syllables to it that it didn't need. Editorial.
Strict editorial extraterritoriality.
Extraterrestrial.
Is there extraterrestrial extraterritoriality?
I don't know.
If an alien tries to seek sanctuary here?
I don't know. I think we could extradite him.
Probably.
That's ridiculous. It's not even funny. Says, hey, Jack and Scully, when Bratteron takes all 10 places on the softcore no-path speed table, what does he get? Trophy or custom item? No. The Invincible Swimming Gecko says, how does the Multizar tell the difference between Multis and Housemates? Very carefully. Using a... secret blend of the finest Arabica and Jamaican coffee beans.
I was going to say herbs and spices, but I'm not very imaginative.
You mean imaginative?
Imaginative. Bicatos to Cargalactica.
Indigo says, 2/3 of the time I log in through Firefox, the top navigation frame doesn't load and I can't get it to. Is this a bug or a feature? It's a feature. We hate Firefox. And so we make it so stuff breaks whenever you try and load it in Firefox.
I
don't know. I've never gotten that report before.
Yeah,
does that ever happen to you, Mr. Skullhead?
No, and I play on Firefox pretty much exclusively. So, I don't know.
Vlad Stickshift says, which one of us would win in a fight?
I think we've covered that.
Yeah, I think we have.
Said you're a big old pussy. And I am a big old pussy who is slightly less of a pussy than you are.
Yeah. Have we ever had a test of our pain tolerances?
I tested your pain tolerance that one time that I hit you really hard in the arm.
Yeah.
But, there hasn't been...
I mean, given what your sister can handle, you do seem like you'd probably be pretty tough if it's hereditary.
Oh, man.
But I'm bummed.
I have a tattoo. Do you have a tattoo?
Not yet. You know what we should do? We should do that thing, the awesome trick that my dad did when he was younger, which led him to have this big scar on his arm for the rest of his life, where we put our arms next to each other and lay a cigarette in the crack between our arms that's lit, and the first one of us who pulls back is, like, the pussy.
That would probably be instantaneous for me.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, tolerance for pain does not equal tolerance for being burned.
Oh, sure it does. Did you ever put a cigarette out on yourself?
No, and I remember that. I remember some of the freak. One of the freaky people we used to hang out with used to do that for fun. Huh. Was that Preston?
Maybe, yeah. I don't know. I did it once because I already had a scar that was about the size and shape of a cigarette burn. So, you know, I mean, that was pretty badass.
Yeah.
I think I could take you. I'm really beginning to think that I could. Although you've been playing a lot of DDR, so you could probably outrun me.
I haven't in a while, though. But, you know, I've never been in a fight, so...
Yeah, me neither.
No reason to start with a friend. Maybe we'll be attacked in a bar or something by two identical guys.
Yeah, that'd be cool, because...
Then we can see how we handle
it. It would suck if I picked the one who was identical to me.
No, I mean two guys that are identical to each other, so it's kind of a control group. And they fight us, and we see who wins.
Yeah, but I mean, what if we got mixed up and I was fighting... No, never mind. What if... No, wait. Oh, right, I get it. Okay, so I see. I get it now. Now I understand your scientific reasoning. I didn't get it before, but I get it now. Yeah, well, I mean, that's actually a lot easier to find. I mean, because we would just find some identical twins who are on the same training regimen.
And insult them.
Yeah. Right. Or just be like, hey, you want to get your ass kicked? And they'd be like, sure. But, I mean, then if we both won or both lost, what would we use to gauge which one of us was better?
Well, then our fighting skills would be equal.
Huh. Because but, I mean, what if you lost by a very small margin and I lost by a very large margin? It wasn't exactly quantifiable.
Right. That is a... Maybe we should just get really drunk and fight.
Yeah. I want you to hit me as hard as you can, Mr. Skullhead. How well can you really know yourself if you've never been in a fight?
I'm pretty damn well, though, really.
Yeah.
Fight Club notwithstanding, I'm pretty well known to myself. I recognize myself in a mirror.
Yeah.
Tiny plastic Jeffrey Duke.
I recognize your mom in a mirror, but only if it's on the ceiling.
Oh! Only from the back, then.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Tiny plastic Jeffrey Duke says, "Hey, JNS, how about an equip all button for familiar equipment? But it only equips personal items and not general items like lead necklace, Tam O'Shanter, and the like. How useful is that?"
Well, I mean, I can see how it would be useful for the people who have just gotten everything out of hacks and they want to re-equip everything on all their familiars. But at the same time, it's only useful in that case. So I kind of think that, in general, the people who want equipping familiar stuff to be easier are the ones who are using lead necklaces and passing it from familiar to familiar, or using, you know, the Mr. Store familiar equipment.
Right.
So.
Seems to me to get the familiar equipment, you have to have the familiar equipped anyway, so why wouldn't you just equip it when you got it?
Yeah. Yeah, in a hardcore run, I guess. But, I mean, I think that's the deal, though, is, like, with the lead necklace. I mean, somebody in hardcore will maybe get one lead necklace. Mm-hmm. And pass it around from familiar to familiar to begin with. Gorgolux says, "You said there'd be a permanent link for combining stuff in one of your shows. Is there going to be?" Yes. Combine link in my to-do list. Stealth Penguin says, "Will there ever be an easier way to remove items from your store instead of clicking take all for every item?" Yes. There will eventually be some kind of checkboxy interface. Keypunch asks, "Who put the dip in the dip to dip to dip?"
I don't know, but I really like Shake His Hand.
Yep.
Did you ever hear Justin do that in karaoke?
No.
It's to be heard.
Huh. Did he ever do my addition to it, which was "Who put the screech in the and then horrible screeching noise?"
No, but given that I have headphones on, thank you very much for not screeching. That's brilliant, though. Anybody who's coming to Columbus, make Jick do that. Or ask him to do it, I guess. You can't really make him.
Yeah, I probably won't. I don't like to perform on command.
That's not what my mom says. Never mind.
Yeah, but hers are just requests, not commands. And it's more like begging. Lilith Tavril says, a question, if it is not too much. Is Jake planning on a quest related to the rat whiskers people have left over from the new tavern quest, or are they a useless commodity? Yes. There is a little questlet in the cards for there that I just haven't bothered messing with yet. Gleb says, how come the miracle cure isn't a consumable like the other Doc G potions? It was supposed to be. I must have fucked up.
See, I don't know. I keep seeing that in minor in my inventory in the consumables subcategory miscellaneous.
Are they?
Yeah.
Oh.
Although others were telling me they were in the actual miscellaneous.
I mean, they might be in both places by accident.
They are.
Okay, maybe that's the deal.
No, they're not. Sorry. I thought that they were because the thing loaded while I wasn't paying attention.
Yeah, okay, so they're not. Are you on dev, though?
Yes.
I mean, it's possible that I just forgot to push that out. Build inventory, push inventory, okay. If it was broken, it might be fixed now. Spinirology says, is there going to be a special Halloween schedule for the actual Halloween this coming Monday? Wouldn't you like to know? Wouldn't you?
Yeah, I think so. I am working on that behind the scenes.
SPNirology says, do you happen to be anal bum cover? No?
No, he doesn't. He says, do you happen to be an album cover?
Yes, I know. See, if you weren't terrified of Will Ferrell, you would understand that.
Is that
it's another one of the Celebrity Jeopardy
theoretically
things.
Funny things that Will Ferrell's done?
It's not about Will Ferrell. It's about whoever's playing Sean Connery in those. Which I think is Daryl Hammond, who is just based on everything I've ever seen, just a total prick. And I hate him. Hate, hate, hate.
Wow.
Yeah, boy.
So Silverwolf 727 says, Jake and Scully, I know the idea of a familiar that gives extra adventures has been tossed around. How about having the familiar give extra adventures randomly during the day? That way the player has to have the familiar with them all day rather than it roll over. It could work like the Kokobo.
I mean, I don't think anyone would use it, because the extra adventures that you might get from it would not be enough for you to get the stats or items that you would have gotten by having a better familiar with you during the adventures that it would take to get it, you know?
Yeah. Oh, Merle says that he has a twin brother and that we're welcome to fight them, but I remember Merle from Arkenstock.
Yeah, he's a big dude. He was at Con 2 also.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
And he's going to be in Columbus. Getting to be one big happy family.
So what we need are a pair of twins who are marginally pussy.
Yeah.
Or a pair of twins who each have a pussy. Yeah, that too.
Panda Bandit says, in the treasury, there's an adventure where you gain 500 meat. The adventure text reads, you make off with fat stacks of meat. I was wondering why you don't get 5 meat stacks. That's just kind of a pain in the ass for you. So, for you specifically, Panda Bandit.
And we wanted to pain your ass.
Yeah, it's easier. So, Zaku says, when not doing the radio show, do you guys, Hot Stuff and the rest, usually call each other by your real names or in-game names? I use real names.
I do my best to use real names. There are some people that their real names just never really stuck for me. Like, Cuckoo is never going to be anything other than Q.
Right.
And
there's also the problem there of having 6 or 7 different real names.
Yeah. I'm still not sure what she prefers to be called, so...
Yeah.
I tend to arbitrarily go back and forth just because the odds of me remembering a consistent list of either is fairly low.
Every once in a while, I will fuck up. And, you know, people that I met through the game, I will use their game names instead. But, I mean, for the most part,
I don't know. I'm not going to say for the most part. It used to be that, for the most part, I didn't spend time with people that I didn't already know before I started working on a game. But see, now I do, so that's weird. Ashelon says, any chance of a nice picture for the cat adventure in the castle? That sad face just doesn't fit. That's the cat. That's what the cat looks like. Everywhere else in the game where there's a missing picture, it's actually a picture of the giant's cat.
You should at least put ears on it for the giant's adventure.
No, the giants, they nod the ears off.
Oh, well, that's sad.
Yeah.
And to think we're getting crap about the taco cat.
Yeah.
Any hints on the new Crembo items? It says Spectrums. Spectrums, if you have any hints on the new Crembo items, send them right our way.
Decimator 99 says, who does the drawings for KOL? I does the drawings for KOL.
Word.
Pesterwald says, regarding the oft-requested tambourine weapon, how about introducing the cowbell, which you could combine with the tambourine to make lame percussion? It would lower your moxie, but reduce monster initiative with its obnoxious, superfluous rhythms. Is that how you spell rhythms?
Nope. It has an H before the Y.
Ah, okay. I was going to say that didn't look right, but... Gorgolok points out, actually, the new mechanics of KOL thread on the gameplay forum has some suggestions for reworking moxie and absorption. Any comments on reworking those?
Yeah, I've got it rigged up on the dev server so that I can write a bunch of tweaks to the combat system and we can go through and test them, but I kind of decided the other day when we were sitting around talking about that stuff that what we needed to be sitting around talking about was getting the new content in that's been sitting there for a long time rather than continuing to tweak mechanics. It does need to change because there are just some goofy strategies that I don't like that are being used now that just sort of run, you know, every class is being played like a moxie class because moxie classes just have this really sort of straightforward and easy way of getting through, and it's irritating to me that it's boiled down like that. So I don't know. We just have to mess with it. Had some ideas for tweaking stuff just to see how it works. Different models for the I kind of like the model that Sirinx Louis, however you say that, proposed in the thread there for absorption. Although the numbers would have to be reworked a little bit for what the actual absorption totals are, which we had that somewhere. Like I know that Hot Stuff and Gigs sat for a couple of days once and proposed a whole bunch of different absorption systems. The problem that I have with the existing system is that it's just kind of useless. Your absorption is pretty useless, and I feel like making it more effective at lower levels will be neat. And having absorption more important, but having you get hit more often is kind of the way that I want to go. And there were some good ideas in there. I like that thread. It's an interesting read to see other people's takes on some of this stuff. They came up with an idea in there that was actually something that we had been talking about here at the office a while back for having different familiars actually make different things happen in adventures.
Huh.
I think it might have actually been your idea for the combat familiars. Like there was something that would only happen to you if you took a lime into a specific zone or whatever.
No, I can't claim that one.
Yeah, I thought it was you that... That's when we were talking about that. Nub asks if you could play some cake.
I can, but...
Can you eat some cake?
Will I? I don't think I can play some cake and eat it, too.
But if you run out of bread...
Yeah.
We should start a band called Bread.
We should start a band called Bread?
Yeah.
We'd be a little late on that.
Is there a band called Bread?
Uh-huh.
Really?
Yeah, one of the, like, 70s, like, pussy rock, I guess. Kind of folky.
Huh.
Like America kind of stuff.
Oh.
Only blander.
I see. Aren't they the ones that went through the desert on a horse with no name?
America did, yeah. And Paul Simon says to look for them.
Paul Simon looked for them?
Yeah, he was all gone to look for America.
Oh, right. That's Simon and Garfunkel, though.
Oh, right. That's the confusion. Sorry, so punchlines in the way of actual useful speech. Keep on keeping on.
Yeah. Bunt says there's a bug with the new store layout where if you add more than one type of item, the drop-down list isn't in alphabetical order, it's by item number. Yeah, that shouldn't be true. It was always in item ID order?
No.
It was always in... okay. We'll take a look at it. Janie says, are there a bunch of trophies that no one has figured out yet, or do we know about them all? I think there are still 7 that have not been discovered. Of course, I always say that.
Right.
Whether there are 7 or 2 or none. Or 23. Pungos asks if when you zap something that can't be zapped, does it waste a zap? Let me see. Shut us for a moment. Yeah, it does not waste a zap if you do it. If it doesn't tell you that the wand is getting hot, then the wand is not getting hot. Neopefect says, since the moons of loathing are never full at the same time, how about an annual event where the naughty sorceress uses her power to make them both full, causing all sorts of crazy things to happen in the kingdom? There could be rare items associated with the event, and moon-based items like the Gru Familiar would behave very differently than normal. You could even have hardcore and sign-related effects and whatnot. It could be an all-inclusive event, but with a large variety of possibilities. What do you think? Working the moons into some kind of global event would be cool. Or some kind of, I mean... Probably do like some kind of eclipse or something if that's what we were gonna. That's what we were gonna do, but
that would be fun.
I mean, with the both moons full, the Gru would just especially not attack.
Yeah.
So that wouldn't be all that interesting, but.
Although, if we ever do a lycanthropic familiar, kind of the opposite of
the anti-Gru.
Anti-Gru.
Or if we did a G-R-O-O, like that barbarian guy that Sergio Aragonés draws.
Right.
Or Sergio Aragonés.
Sergio
Aragonés.
Yeah.
A la cajones.
In your chones.
A la peanut butter sandwiches.
Right, exactly.
Sorcerer says, a question for Jick. The Grey Plague is one of the most annoying features ever created in any game ever.
Thank
when you. Will it end? And the cure isn't permanent, so please don't go to that. Follow-up question. Okay. Wow. I feel like we've really accomplished something by creating the most annoying features ever in any game ever.
Yeah, wow.
It is pretty annoying, I have to admit.
Yeah, we can do a lot worse.
Yellow Dog says, Dear Jick, are there any plans to make a 7th class? There is a 7th class, and it is Helpful Bird. But nobody else gets to be that class.
Doesn't Lilac have his own class?
No. No, nobody except the tutorial at this point.
No,
oh, yeah, Cristobal Colon had the Explorer class, but that was just hard-coded in the profile page. It was Explorer in quotes.
Which is better than the Expedition class. It's a little bit smaller.
What's an expedition class?
Oh, the Ford Explorer and Expedition.
I see. Yeah. It's not like one of the sizes of starships in the Star Trek universe?
No. I am kind of a dork, but geez.
Were you ever into Star Trek at all?
No. I mean, I would watch it when it was on TV, and I enjoyed it, but...
Yeah, that was kind of where I was. Though, there's one channel... I think it's like that channel that used to be the Nashville Network is now just... all Star Trek The Next Generation all the time?
Yeah, Spike.
Oh, really? The Nashville Network became Spice? Spice. Spike.
Spike.
No, it didn't become Spice. He who controls the Spike controls the railroad, the entire railroad system.
Yep.
So, really? Spike used to be... It became TN... It was the Nashville Network, and then it became the new TNN, and then it became Spike?
Yep.
Huh. I didn't realize that was the same thing. I mean, it's cool. You can always watch Star Trek: The Next Generation whenever you want to.
Yep.
And
How do you feel about the Grey Plague, Mr. Scully? Do you think it's the most annoying feature ever created in any game?
I wouldn't say that, but I must admit that I've cured most of Harem.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Just because I got tired of looking at the gray text.
Yeah. I mean, there will be... In fact, I think we're just waiting on Mr. Skullhead to write a couple things before we start the rest of that event, which then just leads up into the eventual end of it, which is just the deletion of everyone's accounts.
Because they died.
Yeah. Oh, boy. So, yeah. Got anything to add to that?
No, I didn't even hear that.
Anyway, asking if there's any way to permanently cure it. Not at this point. There will be.
Aldous says, good to see you, Aldous. Just out of curiosity, why did you choose to use pre-existing 8-bit monsters behind the inexplicable door rather than shooting for parodies? There are several different ways in which we make fun of stuff in this game, and one of them is to use the pop culture item exactly as it is and write a description that makes fun of what it is, and that's what Jake did for the 8-bit realm.
Yeah. Crystalina says, is there any particular reason why Doc Galactic looks like a filthy, filthy hippie? I smell a hippie conspiracy afoot. He's filthy, but he's not a hippie.
And I think that's primarily because of the person it's based on.
No, yeah, that's what I meant. That's who I was talking about. He doesn't look like a hippie, though. The picture, I mean, he's just kind of shaggy hair, but, I mean, hippies don't wear glasses. They're a tool of the man for polluting your view of the Earth Mother.
Yeah, and anyway, smoking weed makes your pupils expand, which makes your vision sharper anyway.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about that. Gorgolok asks if we have pet names for our peonies.
I don't even have any peonies.
Yeah, neither.
As far as flowers go, they're not bad.
Yeah, but I prefer marigolds and chrysanthemums.
That old joke. What's your favorite flower? Chrysanthemum. How do you spell that? Daisy.
That isn't a very good joke. Was that from Highlights for Children?
Yep, I think so.
I started reading a Highlights for Children at the eye doctor the other day. Just in time for somebody to walk in and see me reading it. Which was funny.
Yes.
But I didn't get to see if... Yerick the Real Bad says, having gone to school with Doc Galactic, I can tell you that he is both too shy to interact with the public on a large scale and is not interested in drugs for their healing properties. Couldn't you write true-to-character content for him? And also, what is he up to these days? Can we ever expect to hear him on Radio KOL? I have no idea that Yerick the Real Bad went to school with Doc G. That's pretty funny. I wonder why we never... Well, we never came to that realization before. So he's living in Seattle. I don't know. I haven't talked to him in a while. I got a call from him like Friday, but I didn't. When I called him back, he wasn't there. So that's interesting. I'll have to talk to her. Cemetery in the misspelled cemetery is spelled correctly, says Disco Freak 579. No, it's not. Sticky Nuts asks if you're still digging on the mini.
Yep.
And did you see the Neato plastic stencil thing they put in this month's Blender magazine? Do you subscribe to Blender magazine?
I don't actually read any magazines these days.
Really?
The occasional checkout line, reading of the TV Guide or Reader's Digest.
Huh? Reader's Digest?
Well, just because it's sitting there at the checkout line.
And because you're 200 years old.
And I like humor and uniform.
Is laughter the best medicine?
Indeed it is, in these United States.
Legend Dan says, why does the blue pixel potion restore MP and the green pixel potion restore both? It's the opposite in Zelda. Remember throwing your empty bottle into the pond? That is true. But I just didn't, I didn't feel like correcting it. I mean, it really seems to me like, you know, red is health, blue is mana, and red plus blue is green. Or let's see, red minus orange plus blue.
Did you
is
just
green.
Say red plus blue is green?
Yeah.
That's so not true.
It is. Yellow's part of red.
Okay.
And yellow and blue is green. So if you mix red and blue, green is in there somewhere. You just have to take something else out. And let's say that some of the white pixels that you use to make the bottle create kind of like a prism effect. Stuffin' Thing says, two ideas. How about a Kingdom of Loathing Zippo lighter in the store, and the ability to untinker the blood flower into blood and deflowerment? Yeah, no on the second one. Although, combining the deflowerment with a maid head would be kind of funny.
Which would just give you nothing.
Yeah. And, yeah, but it could give you an item that was nothing. And that way, if you sent it to somebody and said, I sent you an item, they could say, are you sure it was an item, Peter? Are you sure it wasn't nothing?
Yeah, that would be great.
And the Kingdom of Loathing Zippo lighter, you looked into that at some point, didn't you?
Yeah, and they're just god-awful expensive. It's clear that they don't really sell those, like, custom engraved Zippo lighters for, like, selling to the public. They're more like buying a gift for all 25 employees of your company. We'd have to sell them for like $30 to make any money on them.
I wonder, though, if we couldn't see about getting some kind of like really sticky sticker.
Yeah.
Perhaps on a stick. Because I know that, I remember, like, my dad had a couple of Zippos with like custom things on them that ultimately peeled off. And that'd be cool to, you know, sell a real crappy product like that. But because Zippos aren't actually all that expensive, are they? If you buy them in bulk, can't you get them for like $10 each?
Something like that. I'm sure that we could do some kind of sticker thing, or maybe even get it painted on there. And you would think if you can get a coffee cup with something painted on it, you should be able to get...
Yeah, you could get something screened onto a Zippo just as easily, but... Yeah, those coffee cups were a good idea, by the way. Thank you for kicking my ass until I actually ordered them. People seem to be enjoying them.
Groovy.
Yeah. Drinking coffee out of them.
Kicking your ass until you actually do things is part of my job description.
Yep. Oh, boy. So, I should post in the new server progress thread about this, but what did I do? I was on the phone today with the guys from the integration company. I had talked to the guys from the derivation company before that, but then I decided to work backwards.
That was geeky.
Yeah.
But, yeah, cool.
Let's see. They talked about stuff, some other things, and I got them a bunch of information that they need to start working on this, and so it's moving forward. Shale Ghoul says, any consideration put into my idea of a weed whacker weapon I thought of while mowing rich people's lawns? Would you use it to kill rich people?
Huh.
I remember a long time ago, one of the things that I wanted to do as part of the guild rewards were to open up a zone that you could only go to as a specific, like, pair of classes. And the zone that you would get as the Moxie class would acquire a license to steal stuff from Republicans. And there'd be, like, the rich part of town where, like, you were sort of, since you had a license, it was just okay for you to break into people's houses and take their stuff. Matrix Michael asks if we'll be bringing shirts, goodies, and the like to Columbus. I don't know. I hadn't thought about it.
I don't think we'd set up shop in Columbus.
No, but I mean, it might be... People might like it if we did.
Huh. I don't know. I think that would be... I don't know. It just seems like that would be more trouble than it's worth for us to have to man a booth.
Well, but I mean, it wouldn't be that. I mean, we just have it, you know, in a box. So, I don't know. Yeah, you're probably right. That would be kind of a pain in the ass. Although, it's just, some of the stuff, it's just so, like, all of the cost of it is shipping, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, it's like, you can get a set of pint glasses for so much less. We were able to sell them for so much less at the con and still make the same amount of money on them. I mean, I feel like we could, you know, pack a single box that we checked. Although the shirts, I mean, they come in so many different sizes now that...
Yeah, I think we could do some stickers. And
yeah, totally. I mean, we could just give some... I mean, we should give some tattoos away.
Yeah.
That kind of stuff. But, yeah, we'll think about it. That's in, what, 2 weeks from, like, yesterday is when we're coming home?
Yeah.
So 2 weeks from the day before yesterday is when we're going?
Yep.
And then the day after that is when the entire world freezes.
So, whatever Rob says, 11:27 for custom Zippos.
Or $11.27?
Yeah.
Huh.
We could get disposable lighters for 30 cents.
Ooh.
Nice little KOL Bix.
That's kind of cool, actually.
You think? I don't know. I'd go for, like, boxes of matches before I did that.
Yeah, no, I mean, matches are trivial. I've been actually meaning to do that because I figured I could just go to the bars that I go to and, like, say, hey, here's some matches. And then it'd be, like, my bar.
Yeah.
And Archon says, and by the way, it's pronounced Ketchi. I mean, it's pronounced Archon.
No, it's not.
Yeah, I don't think so either.
Just making shit up.
And then he says, "Con." Durwood says, any chance you can enable multiple flattening of wadded type dough? Yes, via the handy rolling pin. And its cousin, the unrolling pin. Archon says, I'm not going to remember that. Gorgolok suggests making the number for Radio Bugbear 104. That way we can message 10-4. Convoy.
Huh.
That's Lady Lawanda says, OMG, it should be 69, 69, 69.
Yeah, because that would be great.
Mufasa says, how come there are two different pictures that are exactly the same of ice cold beer? Because, you know.
How come there are 8 beers in the 6-pack?
I don't know. I should fix that. Durwood asks why Radio Bugbear has 48,000 meat. People send him stuff.
Yep.
I should log in as him and see how much meat that sunk. I'm guessing probably 48,000.
Yep. Whatever Rob says, for $360 we can get 1,000 disposable lighters. That's not a bad idea.
For what? For $300 we can get 1,000 disposable lighters?
Yep.
Huh. Matrix Michael says, really thank you for this game. I'm a participant in an academic league, and I've gotten so many questions and expanded my mind from this game. I got a question about chutzpah, and now I know a lot more about music and pop culture. I also have an improved reaction time for witty jokes from listening to you two every week. I'm saying this because I played for over a year now, and it just keeps getting better. Thank you very much. Well, thank you, Matrix Michael.
That's
exactly what I was hoping to do with this, is just make people know more shit that won't make them any money.
I think I prefer hearing that, though, to every time I play this game, I get dumber and more afraid.
Yeah, no, certainly.
Wow, they have all... This site has all kinds of goofy lighters that you can add a logo to.
What kind of goofy lighters?
Like one that's a stack of poker chips, one that looks like a giant match, which somehow you can add a logo to.
Huh.
Disposable that has a bottle opener integrated into the bottom of it.
Ooh. You know, I bet king-leveling bottle openers for keychains would be handy. That kind of promotional shit just gets given away all the time. Plus, it's even written into the game.
True. Poncho says that he thinks Radio Bugbear should be 8675309.
And that would fuck things up, though, if it was actually above the numbers. All right, so somebody in Random Ramblings is... is pointing out that apparently the Nolish Plunger Master has a little blob of ink that makes it look like he has an erection.
I feel really sorry for whoever posted that, though.
I don't know. It's kind of funny.
Because if that's what they think an erection looks like, size-wise...
Well, yeah.
I mean, it's close to yours and all, but...
Right. Arcraft1 says, so, Mr. Skullhead, how are you at DDR? Like, what difficulty do you play at? What scores do you get? Can you get a double A on Kick the Can on Heavy?
No, I can play the slow songs on Regular and the fast songs on Light. And I haven't played in a while, so I'm starting to suck. I just don't like, because I live on the second floor now and have changed my name to Luca.
Really? I think I've seen you before.
Probably. Listen, if you hear something later, anyway, I just don't feel comfortable doing the DDR on the second floor because I know that there are people listening.
See, you have this problem that the rest of the world has where you're, like, awake during the day and asleep at night.
Uh-huh. Well, I could probably do it in the middle of the day when nobody's around.
When they're at work or whatever.
Yeah.
The Great Merc says, does Ratsworth count for the Boss Trophy? I bet he does. Korox asks, what are our guys' thoughts on the whole Jack Thompson thing? I barely know anything about it. I'm really only familiar with Jack Thompson in the way that somebody who reads Slashdot and Penny Arcade is familiar with Jack Thompson. And, I mean, it seems like something that doesn't really merit a lot of attention, but maybe that's just me.
So, I don't know anything about this Jack Thompson thing.
Some lawyer that keeps starting shit about violent video games. And now he's got into this kind of blood feud with the Penny Arcade guys. Because they donated $10,000 to some charity in his name just to be a smartass. And then he got all mad at them. Like he had made some promise about, like, if somebody made a game, the object of which was, like, to murder people for some specific, you know, ludicrous example of a violent video game reason, that he would donate $10,000 to charity, and then somebody did, and he was like, I was kidding. So
sounds like he's mad because he got revealed for being a jackass.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, he was after The Sims for being naughty.
Wow. Not unless
it was,
there's some way to remove the...
Yeah, there was. There was some patch you could download that removed that.
Oh, well,
and
even so.
Yeah, some third-party thing then because of that. Is, I don't know. It just seems like he's a loud douchebag.
That word has a different meaning now. Did you ever see the Stewie Griffin story?
No, I haven't watched it yet.
No, I'll refrain from making references.
See, I won't rent something from a place,
right.
You know, or a thing.
Only from Netflix.
Or a person, yeah. Only from a service. From a internet.
From a cervix.
Matrix Michael asks what we're doing to control the Shorebot, Beer Baby, and Multi populations. Well, the Shorebot Czar and the Beer Baby Czar are implicit in the Multi-Czar's role.
Yeah, Multi-Czar actually is a girl with an underbite in her underwear.
It's pretty weird. I always thought the underbite was a beard. Like your girlfriend.
Oh! And my mom. I'm having fun making the mom jokes at my own expense as long as I can get you in the... with the shrapnel.
Yeah, Apocalypse Throb did find my hot knoll prawn.
You want to take a pee break?
Yeah.
I've got a good 10 minutes of Halloweenish music.
Okay. Is it spooky?
Including Aqua's song Halloween, which is equally as spooky as you would imagine it to be.
Okay.
Right, here we go, kids. We'll see you in 10.
Remember me.
The Sims.
I got you now.
And we're back after some Halloween music that my listeners were kind enough to give me on my Wednesday show. You back with us?
Yes, I am. I took advantage of the break time to read about Jack Thompson some more, and yeah, kind of a nutcase. Instead of keeping them in a sack like most people.
That's got to be an old joke, but it
you would think,
so
yeah,
fresh and so clean.
Yeah, I don't know if the word nutcase comes up that much. AB Jr. says, actually, the top speed ascenders play all classes as muscle class, initiative plus melee all the way. Oh.
Yeah, well, at least softcore.
Then I was misled. At least softcore people, says Xenophobe. Aldous says, I'm curious, why are there no booze items in the gift shop in addition to food? I don't know. I believe that all booze is a gift. A gift from Jesus.
Maybe we should put something in there, like, none of the food items you can actually really eat, can you?
You can, they're really awful. They don't do anything for you at all.
Something like a Quintacentenario tequila. It's 500 years old.
We got some, we had some Cabo Wabo.
That stuff's not bad.
It's really not. I got a bottle of it for the little party we had at my house on Saturday. It was okay. I got owned at pool by the lead singer of Chronic Future.
I'm kind of on the fence about those guys.
You what?
I'm kind of on the fence about those guys.
You know, I don't think I've ever... I saw them in concert once just because they're, like, guys that know guys we know, but, like, I don't think I've ever heard a song by them.
They're, like, white rap kind of thing, so kind of, like, Limp Bizkit-ish, but then their lyrics are pretty clever.
Yeah. We went to some kind of deal, which I forget what it was. It was at this like sort of dive venue bar here where Mike, the guy, was like freestyling in front of some other band, and that was actually pretty impressive.
Yeah.
So I don't know. I mean, I should probably get one of their albums.
I mean, they write lyrics like, "Well, this is what happens when you're pissed about being pissed. You dig yourself so deep that you resist just to resist," which is pretty clever. Put yourself through the scariest of scenarios, enter experiences you normally wouldn't dare to go.
That's a dope rhyme, if slant.
Yes. It's combustible.
Anyway, he's a good pool player.
So Durwood points out that Bread sings If and Baby I'm a Want You, which is probably the lamest, most boring song not performed by Pink Floyd.
What's If?
If is If a Picture Paints a Thousand Words, then Why Can't I Paint You? And they were one of the bands that was responsible for every guy growing up in the 70s to being a pussy. Like, along with Dan Fogelberg and Engelbert
Humperdinck. And John Fogerty.
Slengelbert slapped you back.
Fogelsmith. Well, Killer Zombie Monkey, who, sent us this neat little refrigerator magnet thing that's the disaster of the day. And it's like hurricane, tornado, meteor strike. And then the last two are Yeti and Out of Gin. That was kind of cool.
Yeah, that is
kind of cool. I got a lot of neat stuff in the mail today. I got two neat things in the mail today. I got the package with the thing in it and then the package with the other thing in it.
Oh, by the way, I finally opened and went through the package that Black Belt Duck sent me.
Yeah?
And examined it in detail and ate the chocolate, or white chocolate ducks that she had made. And just wanted to say, on the air, recorded for perpetuity, that kicked all kinds of ass.
So, I didn't actually...
Thank you, Black Belt.
I'm really scared of food, so I couldn't really eat any of the stuff that she sent, but the... I'm proudly displaying the less than three shaped box that she made for me, which contained three smaller less than three shaped boxes, each of which contained a tiny sculpture.
Wow.
Which, Clownboy22 says, Jick, I suggest you make a chat channel where mods can hang out and chat about bans and scams. Poof! You're a chat channel where mods can hang out and chat about bans and scams. And it's called /Clownboy22. Not really. Severus says, if someone ascends, are they cured of the plague? No. And Lilith says, Dick,
wow.
Dick, the jock, looks like a hippie. Jick, the doc, looks like a hippie disco bandit that was rolling through a pile of hemp.
Jickery, dickery, doc.
Dickery, dickery, jock.
The class ran up the mock.
Primavera Angel here says, why is it that there are familiars and items gained from cooking, but not from cocktail crafting? It seems there would be. Likewise, meatsmith familiars or food slash drink? Meatsmith food, no. What is their familiars and items? What other items are gained from cooking, apart from the one familiar? Yeah, apart from that. Oh, well, yeah. I guess you get some meatsmithing ingredients from cooking. Yeah, I don't know. What else could we, we could do the... Maybe we could have a pet tonic water elemental.
If you could only see.
That is a great... Like, I that should be out somewhere. Not relegated to the Daily Dungeon. Archon says, is Doc G a real person like the pretentious artist, or do you just have a very elaborate imaginary friend? No, he's a real person. I wouldn't think that Yerick the Real Bad went to college with my imaginary friends. Lydak says, hi guys, do you think it's possible to introduce an item similar to the pink glasses that allows us to see the whole chat in black? I thought about just making the glasses actually let you see the whole chat in black. Which, I don't know, rose-colored glasses would prevent you from seeing that other people were sick, too, I guess. But, you know, since I didn't, I'm not going to, probably.
Yeah, I thought that was kind of a groovy way for that to work. Just the way that it works now, so I wouldn't suggest changing it.
Yeah, I think that was all a xenophobic riff. And then me making a picture that looked like a bra.
Riffophobe.
Torek says, pixel potions do not use white pixels, Jick. They use black. For the black pixels create a prism effect. Yes. They do. Amazon Ava says, red plus blue most certainly does not equal green. Think of a better explanation next time. Totally does.
That's because red and blue are Christmas colors like green.
Yeah. Like blue. Blue is Christmas color.
Yeah.
Every color is a Christmas color. If you look at like Christmas lights, they come in every color except black.
And, well, no, they do come in orange. I guess if you just got them orange and black, they'd be Halloween colors. So.
Although I don't think you can actually have black Christmas lights.
I think black lights for Christmas would be awesome. Like glow-in-the-dark psychedelic posters of Santa Claus and Christmas trees.
Yeah. Thrarin says, there's a minor setback in their progress towards a new wiki server, but it is coming. And at kol.thrarin.org, you can find a fund/order/project status for the new wiki server. That's, we were talking about this the other day. It's unbelievable how much we use Visual KOL as a reference when we're trying to figure stuff out here.
Yeah.
Because they just... Really, the player base understands things so much better than we do now. All we have is like this sort of vague framework that encompasses everything, but we no longer have any of the details. Oh, Lightning Jim says, will there ever be a KOL convention in the tri-state area? Ninja Naipa. Oh, wait. Ninja Panda. New Jersey, New York. Pandavania. Mm. Pennsylvania. Is PA Pennsylvania?
Yeah.
I don't know, Lightning Jim. Probably. I like New York in June. How about you?
I really prefer a Gershwin tune.
Yeah.
But, you know, that's just the way I roll. That's just the gay I roll. We should point out, when people ask if there's ever going to be a KOL convention in X or Y place, we don't plan those KOL conventions. The people who live in the area plan them. So
yeah, there have only been two that we had anything to do with, and they were both in Phoenix.
Yeah.
I don't like travel.
So if you really want to have a KOL convention in a certain place, organize it, throw up a thread on the forums, and see what happens.
Yeah, I agree. Tiny Plastic DVMA says, status of guild quests? Still in progress. And Zeno is working on an in-game coin flip thing. Yes, that is actually, I believe, done, save for me putting in some content that Mr. Skullhead wrote and rolling it out. So, yeah. Smoking Tongue says, my mouth is getting sore chewing gum one at a time. Any chance of use multiple? I didn't realize there wasn't already use multiple on the chewing gums. That sucks. I need to go through there. Nathan186 asks if the Untinker is a clone of the Bounty Hunter Hunter. Is he?
Huh.
Is same picture?
I never go to the Bounty Hunter Hunter.
Go into town and go on to the wrong side. Or is that where the Bounty Hunter Hunter is? Yeah, it is. The Bounty Hunter Hunter's clan hall. You know what? I think he is, actually. He's that guy with the glasses. Yeah, they're brothers. Yeah.
They're twins, and we're going to fight them?
Yeah. And it'll be cool. Fromage Le Christ says, are you going trick-or-treating?
No.
I'm not. I don't think. I think we're going to a party.
I was planning on having candy and stuff ready for kids on Monday. But then it occurred to me that the show's going to be on. We're going to be on the show. So, excuse me, I don't want people ringing my doorbell. And, because that would also mean that we suddenly had a doorbell, which would be kind of disturbing.
Do you not have a doorbell?
No.
Huh. I mean, that's only for a couple hours. I mean, you could just, like, I don't know. You could broadcast the show from your porch and let the little kids talk.
Yeah. So, little Timmy, what do you think about Kingdom of Loathing? Kingdom of what?
That was an excellent impression of little Timmy.
Mm.
Now do him at the bottom of a well.
What? Let me out of this well. I'm not your monkey.
Palpy says, dear Jick and Scully, but mostly Scully since he's the Englishy type, can we get some items with names in anapestic trimeter? I tried to make some limericks in my case, but had to use some really sloppy meter. Right. Okay.
The order came down, and his cohorts were gleaming with silver and gold.
What's anapestic trimeter?
The Assyrian came down like a wolf on the fold. His cohorts were gleaming with silver and gold.
The only thing I know about the Assyrians came down like a wolf on the fold was that there was some Ogden Nash poem about that.
Hmm. Ogden Nash is the one who did these poems that rhymed but had no meter. Right?
Yeah.
Like every poem I've seen by him.
Insanely Spicy Bean Burrito, Photo Proto Neutron Torpedo, Red Traffic Cone, Skeleton Bone, Tiny Plastic Mosquito. That's kind of a limerick.
And this Tiny Plastic Mosquito?
Yeah. The haiku one, I keep forgetting whose that is, but that just makes me so happy.
Somebody has a haiku display case?
Yeah.
That's pretty hot.
It is. It's beautiful. They should have sent a poet. Pafuti says, are there any researchers that you know of studying the kingdom? People look at community and economy and things like lineage, for example. There was some economic research going on, but apparently Black Sunday destroyed it.
And Black Hole Sun Day.
Yeah. Gorgolok says, please play Guido in the Walmart band. I ripped it before the show and was going to send it to Mr. Skullhead, but then I realized that I fucked up and ripped it at like 32K.
Instead of 64?
Instead of 128.
Oh, right, yeah.
Which is what I usually do.
Well, we can only broadcast at 64.
Nathan186 says, Senator Date Rape. I don't know what that means.
Oh, the one of the jokes from the Stewie Griffin story.
Oh.
Now, that word has a different meaning now since President Douchebag got elected. I've just spoken with my opponent, Senator Date Rape. Senator Date Rape put up a good campaign, but the American people have spoken and they have said they want 4 more years of douchebag. So, yeah.
Cthulhuette says, could you please change the familiar weight display back to the way it was without the hyphen? And the hyphen is grammatically incorrect in this case. Thanks. Huh. I thought that was one that you looked over and maybe not you specifically.
That was something that people were complaining about for a long time. I don't know how you could make the case that it's not grammatically correct.
Yeah, I mean, because if it was like 10-year-old, it would be 10-year-old, right? Like, if you're using 10-year-old as an adjective, it needs to be hyphenated to make it a single word.
Right.
Right, is sort of the thing, and so the same with 5-pound.
Yeah.
Hmm. Yeah. Cayenne says, now that many, many people have the Big Boss Trophy, it seems unfair to change the rules. In particular, it's hard on hardcore folks. I don't know why you would ever try to get that trophy in hardcore. And, you know, you could say the same thing about, I'm not going to say that I wasn't a little reluctant to change it. But at the same time, when we conceived of that trophy, it included the Rat King, which was supposed to go in with the Ascension content, and got stripped out later to make Ascension content roll faster. Arcone says, no fair, why does Black Belt Duck get your address? I mean, if I had it, I definitely wouldn't ship myself to your house and handcuff myself to your wall. Black Belt Duck got the address of the P.O. box right off the donate page, so anybody who wants to mail us stuff can.
And by the way, I'm going to have my diploma sent to the asymmetric box.
Seriously?
Yeah, because it's going to take them over a month to ship it. So I have to have an address that I can give them that I'll still have in a month.
I see. When's that going to happen?
In May.
Ah.
When I graduate.
So you're definitely going to have your master's in May?
Uh-huh. But I won't have my puppets yet.
Did you get a master's in baiting?
Yep. I was tired of being a bachelor baiter.
Right. It's like a bear baiter, except a... J-Monster says, the doppelshifter changing back when you run away is weird. Oh, yeah, I think I looked at that but never fixed it. Like it appears outside the box or something. Saucer says, why not alter the system so that equipment you own but can't equip doesn't have an equip button? That'll save some time if you don't have your possession stats memorized. I mean, that requires then the inventory page to check against your stats every time it displays a piece of equipment, which, I don't know. Yeah, it requires a call to... No, it doesn't. I mean, that equipment uses your base stats, so it wouldn't be necessary to call get player, but... Yeah, I don't know. I don't think so. Arcone says, if VKOL is so great, maybe you should butt some of the Mr. A profits toward it. Hint, hint, wink, wink. Well, maybe I will. I didn't realize that they were... I didn't realize that they ever needed money. I only found out about the server drive today. And it looks like they've got everything they need to get that server put together. So don't know. I'll talk to him. Comrade Jesus says, why is there a cap on adventures? As in, why do all of my adventures get set back to 200 when I have, say, 250? Because I don't want people just sitting there, not logging in, and then coming back to find that they have 700 adventures. Or whatever. There needs to be a cap somewhere.
Playing them all in one session.
Yeah. Shadowslight says, I ascended, my rose-colored glasses went into Hank's, why can't I get another pair this ascension? Because I wanted those to be something you could only get one of. Since I didn't want them to be tradable. Because, you know, those will ultimately be like a sort of a relic of the event, and damn it, I was there, kind of thing. Pew4000 says, why is it so farking cold?
Close your window.
Yeah, and turn off your refrigerator.
Like, get out of your refrigerator?
Yeah. Somebody pointed out that apparently the refrigerator in the Daily Dungeon violates the laws of thermodynamics, because if it was left open, the refrigerator running would generate more heat out of the back of it than it would cold out of the front.
It's a magic freezer.
Yeah. Well, then somebody was like, well, duh, the coils are in a different room. And I was like, oh, yeah.
All right.
It is up against the wall. I mean, you can't tell.
Rick or Scott suggest making Radio Bugbear 411.
Huh.
I'd heard that when they changed the information to 555-1212 that the slang changed, too. But I would prefer not to believe that.
I was, I hooked up the... we have a telephone at the office now. You dial 311 and it tells you what number you've dialed, which we've got like a regular line and a fax line here, so I needed to make sure that I had hooked everything up correctly. So I was like, I'm going to find out what the 311 is on this here phone line. And everyone was amused.
As well they should be.
Yeah.
Rutabaga asks, when do we get coconut shell bras? Yeah, when do they get...
Yeah, no, all I have to do is code it. I mean, it's written and it's in there. I think it's already drawn and the item is already coded. I know.
Somebody has one. I just want to see the rest of the shore shirts go in, because I like the desert, or the dude ranch shirts.
Yeah. I don't even remember what they are. Is one of them a guayabera? Or perhaps a gazpacho?
Yep. I was going to say something clever, but... Failed.
Kettering Dave says, does Mr. Skullhead think that any of his students play KOL?
I doubt it. I've told them on occasion that I work for some kind of internet game, but I didn't want to give them the address until after the term.
Right.
Because I actually want them to do the homework in the class.
Yeah, that makes sense. That's probably what I would do. It's weird that they wouldn't ask, though.
Yeah, somebody said, like, you know, well, where is this website? Like, no, I'll tell you later. And I really want to know what their character names are if they start playing, because I don't want to accidentally put them in harem. Which is weird.
Well, I mean, are any of them women with huge boobs?
Yes.
Really?
A little distracting.
Wait, are you serious?
Yeah, there are some extremely attractive women in my class.
Wait a minute. You're attracted to women now?
Yeah, I know. It's weird.
Cthulhuette says, the hyphen is only used if you're making it an adjective. If you're indicating that the familiar weighs 20 pounds, which I assume you are, since you use units of pounds, not LB, that doesn't make any sense. It's such and such, the 15-pound baby gravy fairy, and 15-pound is an adjective, even if you're using P-O-U-N-D.
Yeah.
Yeah, I really don't think... I don't think you're right about that, Cthulhuette. A poem that rhymes trickery with terpsichore surely deserves to be spoken by Scully, right? You send a link for something for you to...
Gargalax.
Yeah.
This is a long-ass poem.
Poem?
Poem. So I'll just go ahead and
it's
give
just
you
a poem about it's a poem about pronunciation of stuff.
Yeah. So yeah, here's the first verse. Dearest creature in creation, studying English pronunciation, I will teach you in my verse, sounds like corpse, core, horse, and worse. It will keep you, Susie, busy, make your head with heat grow dizzy. Tear and I your dress you'll tear, so shall I, oh hear my prayer. Pray console your loving poet, make my coat look new, dear, sew it.
I get it, they're words that are spelled the same but sound different.
That's funny.
Like rough and cough and bow and...
and draft.
Floge. Moop suggests being able to make a fish, Wanda, from a wand plus a metallic A. Plus the scuba gear.
You'd have to make a fish from your father. Oh, so I sent my students to timecube.com.
Right.
Because we're studying website development, and I wanted them to get a good example of how not to lay out a website. So that was fun, seeing the reactions. What the hell was that guy's deal? I don't understand. I've read the entire website, and I went, oh, I'm sorry. I didn't intend for you to read the entire website. I've never made it to the bottom.
Rosa Parks died.
Oh, that sucks.
That means we get to reinstitute segregation, right?
Yeah. I was going to make a joke in considerably poorer taste than that, so...
Really?
Yep.
I wonder if they made her ride in the back of the hearse.
Exactly. Wow. I'm pretty sure they did.
Oh, God, I'm an asshole.
Yeah.
So, sorry. That's a shame. I wonder if it, like, just happened.
We can check out my source for news. Yeah, I used to visit Yahoo News until they changed their layout.
Oh, Sinatra's. I think she's saying that in the side menu it shouldn't be hyphenated because in that case it is not an adjective. It is saying that it is 20 pounds.
Oh, yeah.
That is actually a good... Let me fix that right now. LB dot... No, LB... What the hell? Oh.
Yeah, Rosa Parks died today.
Let's see. In compact mode. Yeah, okay, so I should get rid of that. But. No, in regular non-compact mode, it does say the X pound familiar. So that's still good. All right. Thank you. No, not realizing that you were talking specifically about the character pane in compact mode. So everywhere else, I think it is correct. And I think everyone is in agreement on that, as it turns out. Looks like we're out of questions, Mr. Skullhead.
You know what else we're out of? Questions.
You want to play like a word game?
We could read some headlines from FARC. You know, the reason why I started reading FARC, somebody linked me to it, and the first thing I saw was eBay loses patent case, doodah, doodah, giant Cheeto stuffs my face, oh, the doodah day.
Yeah.
And I thought, this is a site that is worth my time and attention.
I like FARC.
Yes.
I forget about it a lot of the times. Oh, somebody showed me this comic that's pretty awesome called Super Mega Comics. Hmm. I don't know. Some people wouldn't think it's funny, but some people would. Have you ever seen Perry Bible Fellowship?
No.
Look for Perry Bible Fellowship. It's this neat comic strip that has nothing to do with the Bible that I can tell.
How do you spell Perry?
I think Perry. You might also try searching for PBF Comic. Yeah.
That was the very first link. Wow. Some kind of groovy art. but a completely unnavigable website.
It's a little tricky, yeah. There's, it's. I mean, it's good because, you know, it's like old school, so you can tell which things you've clicked on.
Yeah.
Hey. Yeah.
Here we go. Link to the archives. An actual text. I still haven't succeeded in getting you into any of the webcomics that I read.
Yeah, I mean, it's hard for me to... It's hard for me to get into anything that requires, like, a commitment of time. You know, like, I would not read Penny Arcade if it wasn't for the articles. Mm. You know, so, like, remembering to go to a website just to read a comic strip, like, it just doesn't take long enough, you know?
Yeah.
I used to read Goats, but then they decided that they wanted to ask for a lot of money and stop doing comic strips every day.
Yeah, I remember that.
And then I just never went back.
Yeah. Which... Like, real life comics are pretty damn funny because it's just pretty much us.
Yeah.
They're not a little less sarcastic than we are, but...
You know, the Pretentious Artist finally, he's making this weird sort of block printing thing to make comic strips out of the characters from the shirts.
Whoa.
To be able to actually print them, but to do them quickly, you know?
Huh.
And that's going to be interesting. Because I kept pestering him like 4 or 5 years ago, like, God damn it, let's do a comic strip. Come on, let's do a comic strip. And he's like, whatever, you think it's my fault that we're not doing a comic strip? You couldn't write comic strips that fast. And I'm like, give me a piece of paper. And I wrote like 40 comic strips, and I was like, now who are we waiting for? And he was like, me. I'll do something about this in 4 or 5 years. But that's what happened there. He's going to be scaling back his hours as the sign maker at Trader Joe's and scaling forward on the stuff he does for us. Excellent. Like building beautiful shelves for the office and fixing my roof. The insurance company wants me to fix this spot on the roof that the inspector found, but I have no idea where it is. And I was like, hey, can you fix the part of my roof that's screwed up that I don't know what's wrong with it or where it is? And he's like, you know, actually, I already fixed it. I'm like, oh, yes, you did. Because, you know, how would I verify if it was fixed, since I don't know where it is? You get the joke?
Oh, yeah.
The funny joke I just made.
Hilarious.
I thought it was.
Yeah. That was just great, okay?
So, Rollover has bled back into, God, it's going to be nice to have a server that doesn't suck.
Well, let's see. When do we fall back for daylight savings time?
Sometime in the spring, right? Like, is it...
No, we spring forward and fall back.
Oh, we're not... What are we now? We're back?
We're forward.
How are we forward?
We sprung forward.
No, everybody else sprung forward.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah, okay, so that was... All right, that's... Never mind.
We were saying exactly the same
thing. I was trying to think about it real, like, relative to...
Right.
So I mean, so that means pretty soon then, right?
Yeah, October 30th.
Oh, well, God dang.
And then,
because I was thinking we were on the other side of it and waiting for the one in spring. I mean, I like.
No, it hasn't happened yet.
Because we don't. Yeah, I forgot about that. So that makes everything all confusing again. Because that means that like Loveline is on at a different time.
That California is an hour earlier than we are.
Yeah, and yeah, that whole time zone, man. But then everybody else becomes the same time as us again. Everybody due north,
right?
But yeah, we'll have to figure out. I don't know. I may on the new servers. I may push Rollover back to a little later than it is.
That might be handy. Although it's not going to change then with daylight savings.
It won't change the daylight savings anymore. Yeah.
Well, wait. When we fall back, are we going to be doing the show from 7 to 9 again?
I don't know. What did we do last time? I think we altered our behavior to make it consistent for everyone else, right?
Yeah, that's why we're 6 to 8.
Yeah, so that'll be nice, actually, doing 7 to 9 again. And then maybe I can have Rollover be at, like, 9:30 here instead of 7:30, because the way that it's turning out, the way that I'm spending my work days here, it's more often than not, like, 3 to midnight instead of the, you know, noon to 9 that I was working on when I first set rollover to 7:30. Although that may change, especially once you're here. We should push for an earlier workday just because you inject some sanity into the whole shitstorm and fart True. Factory. Oh, boy. It's good having stuff to talk about. Are you still there?
Yeah, I'm typing. Typing words on pages. You know, that kind of shit.
So any chance of handing off a little early?
I don't think we should do that, because we instituted the 10-minute break in the middle, and then if we hand off 10 minutes early, what are we doing to our fans?
It's only 7 minutes early. We're sparing them this shit.
They like hearing us bullshit about stuff that doesn't matter.
I don't think that's necessarily true.
So, anyone who has played the Nightmare Before Christmas game for the PS2 and can help me out, drop me a line. I played to, like, chapter 6 or 7 or something, like 3 hours into it, or by their clock, which is off a little bit. But I'm supposed to go in the underground crypt and rescue Sally, and I can't get past the spider webs in front of the crypt. And I've tried attacking it with everything I've got, and I've tried leaving a message so they'll call me back, but nothing.
Wow.
So if you know how to get into the underground crypt on that level, just send me a K-mail.
How weird. It's too new for GameFAQs.
Yeah, there's no walkthrough anywhere, and I've just stopped playing it because I couldn't get past it. Yeah. I've upgraded my Soul Robber, but still, no love.
I like the Japanese title. Tim Burton's The Nightmare Before Christmas, Boogie no Gyakushu.
Are you sure that's not the Hut Ease version of it?
Yeah. I mean, is there any difference?
I don't think so.
Between, like, a sumo wrestler and a hut?
You can't live in a sumo wrestler?
Sure you can. Smells awful, kid, but it'll keep you warm.
Now, that's one of the sexy lines from Star Wars, or nasty lines from Star Wars. Whew, and I thought these things smelled bad on the outside.
Yeah.
I don't care what... Get in there, you big lunk. I don't care what you smell.
I've got a bad feeling about this show.
Yep.
So, it's looking more and more like we got us a werebear in Columbus.
Excellent. Woo! Although, Jezzerfly is going to be roundly disappointed at not getting to meet him.
Yeah. Her, she's got a trip that conflicts with it still, right?
No, she doesn't.
Oh.
It's too late to get tickets and whatnot for her. Yeah. And this
is
our time.
It's never too
late. This is our time for butt sex.
Oh, right. Down here, it's our time. It's our time down here. Up there, it's their time. But down here, it's our time.
What the hell are you... What?
From the Goonies.
Oh, right.
The little speech at the bottom of the well.
I haven't watched that in many an age.
Good old Sam Gamgee.
Do you suppose they're going to do the Groonies, if that's ever actually going to happen?
I sincerely hope not.
Yeah.
I think that if they do, I'm just not going to watch it.
That's probably the best plan.
Because, I mean, I kind of wish I hadn't seen episodes 1 through 3.
I'm glad that I saw episode 3.
Yeah, that's true.
I just think that they could have done episodes 1 and 2 in a prologue to episode 3 that was like 10 minutes long.
Yeah, but I mean, we had to know about the trade embargo.
Yeah.
And the other things that happened in the planet's core that was made out of water.
Hold me like you did by the lake on Naboo. For some reason, I just picked that up and started using it in inappropriate circumstances.
Yeah, I know. And some incredibly appropriate moments that are what really make me uncomfortable. Mm.
Roy was actually able to successfully hold me like he did by the lake on Naboo, which was pretty impressive.
Which was not at all.
Yeah.
Hey, rollover is over.
Roll over.
No, wait, maybe it's not. Maybe it is. I saw Skipperick log off.
Isn't Skipperick on dev?
I don't know. Is she? I didn't think so.
There are 9 players currently logged in.
Let's see. Skipperick is... Wow. I didn't realize how old school she was.
Her player ID is in the...
8190.
Yeah. You know, I didn't...
She's not on dev.
I didn't realize that Ratbot Killer was relatively old school. Like 190, so...
Yeah, that, yeah.
2004.
That's kind of old school.
That's like middle school.
There aren't that many 4-digit player IDs left, though. Even fewer 3s.
How many 2s?
Huh. None. Well,
me,
you.
Accordion Thief still comes in, though.
Oh, yeah.
He's 14.
And Canoe.
Yeah.
I forgot that he was 2. Well, I was thinking, for some reason, when you said 2-digit player IDs, I was thinking that that only counted from 10 to 20. Which would just be you, and is Moonlite's account still there? Yeah, that's probably got no delete on it.
Liquid panel's like 1150.
Yeah. Vita's in there somewhere. Vita's, not 9035. She's shortly after Skipperick. Well,
I think now we could hand off.
Yeah. Okay. I got 759.
Yeah, I've got 757 coming out of the
coming
sky.
Out of the sky. Is it going to take you down to Memphis for a midnight ride?
Yep. Probably. So, yeah, let's go out on... So I was going through my iTunes, kind of looking for stuff that I could delete, and found this KOL rap from Pay. And it's old enough that it was... That it references the reset.
Huh.
And apparently it's a player that got deleted because Pay is now like a 600,000 level account.
Hmm.
But, so, super old from the archives. Thought I would throw that in.
Alrighty.
So, I'll see you guys in a couple of days, and Jake will see you...
I'll see you Thursday.
Alright, and we'll both see you on Monday. Have a lovely weekend.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Hello? You ready? Okay, let's go. Kill Well Form Contest. Song entry by Pay. Right. The innermost secrets of Rosemary, Adele, Saucer, Dick Love, like rollover strikes at 12. 40 turns a clock, cause the drink, it don't stop. The carnivorous mayhem, from midnight to 5 a.m. I stumble back home from my spare casino pass. From the Navi G firecracker flash pass. Hear the blast, penguins run out of my tenth pass. Sliver's the only evidence of my hippie craft being smashed. Now I got a PvP, familiar fast, closely watches for player, hating players who wanna charge me. I contemplate the stock, ready to fight. I'm on the defense, but mysticality gives me the right to attack enemies on sight. Even noobs know that. Costamanta shows up, puts on his open wizard hat, then splat, storm a hot toss, flammable coat, tossing my finishing. The habanero pepper down in his throat. After that I drive off to the casino to steal. I'm broke, cause my money's what fuels my wheels. Walked to the roulette table, told the dealer to deal. Moving past the vendor street to see a club of seven seals. Feeling lucky, so on. The next bet I go all in. All the bettors getting nervous as wheels spin and spin. Both the envy and my wallet get greener. Cause I win, I celebrate. Hammered with salted glass of juice and gin. Blood's thicker than water, the booze got the most. Attacked from behind, anonymous challenge. Stops my boast from a disco bandit. She danced like a ghost, curves in style smooth. Then meat paste on toast. Critical hit. Ah. A wake up wallet empty after she gave me the shaft. I'm beating up my statistics, nearly cutting down the half. Some random bum rush in the dumpster starts to laugh. I bust his calf with my dripping steak staff. On the wrong side of the tracks, I spy a six pack of frat boys hung out to dry on the rack. I waste no time before they notice. They get whacked, I taste the loot enough to compress into a dense stack. It's a pecking order tutorial. Should've told them load then reload in the K-I-N T-D-O-M, where you eat, drink, fight, and bet, and all your needs are met. But only till Jick does the beta reset. J Shoutouts go to Boy Zero, the Inferno, Mr. X 2000, Sin, and the rest out you there in the KOL. Don't forget Tali Swizzle Stick, because we know we just love fearing that Moxie.